second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, so we'll continue here and take your calls about anything, but also bring up other items. Mark, you're going to tell us about a dad who apparently was walking with his son, came under suspicion for...
Daughter.
What's that, daughter?
Daughter.
Dad walking with his daughter came under suspicion as a potential child predator. Is that right?
That's correct.
We'll explain that story here in a moment. But if you were tuned in at the end of the last hour, you heard us just announce the news that Snoop D-O-double-G has changed his name to Snoop Lion.
It just doesn't, I mean, I'm a fan of Snoop,
yeah.
And it just doesn't have that same ring as Snoop, because I'm thinking it's Snoop. Doggy dog.
Yeah, it is hard to sing Snoop Lion.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, exactly, exactly. You got the I and the O, and it just doesn't work as well.
Well, he's not
keeping it Snoop Doggy Dog wasn't getting a lot of articles written about him.
That's true, and it's maybe true. He needs to make money off of this new record, I guess.
He did get a lot of press out of this change of his name, and it's not just his name that has changed from Snoop Dogg to Snoop Lion, but he's actually changing his personality, apparently, because he believes he is now Bob Marley, reincarnated. According to FoxNews.com, he has embraced reggae and their culture instead of the culture of guns that he once rapped about. The artist said at a news conference Monday that... in New York, that he was born again during a visit to Jamaica that he took in February and is ready to make music that his kids and grandparents can listen to. The former gangster rapper is releasing a reggae album called Reincarnated this fall.
I'm trying to decide here whether this is a joke or not. He believes that he's reincarnated? Bob Marley?
He said that in Jamaica he connected with Bob Marley's spirit and is now Bob Marley reincarnated.
I can't help but think he was just wasted out of his mind.
Bob Marley's son, Rohan, attended
that's
the conference.
That's not how reincarnation works.
How do you know how reincarnation works?
Because that's, okay, here in the English-speaking language, we have words, and words mean crap. And reincarnated means that the soul of somebody, a dead person, you know, becomes a new living person.
Well, so actually, some...
what he's talking about is possession.
No. Some cultures that believe in reincarnation believe you can live simultaneously in multiple lives.
I don't even know what that means.
So, like, you can exist in multiple times, places. I'm not trying to justify what their belief is. I'm just simply saying that some cultures that use the term reincarnation...
right.
...think that you can exist... in more than one instance.
Why couldn't Bob Marley's soul inhabit Snoop Dogg, now known as Snoop Lion, because his persona had come along?
It would be called possession. That term, we have a term for that in
okay.
the English language. It does not mean reincarnated. It means possessed. Bob Marley has possessed Snoop Dogg, and the name of the album should be
possession.
Possessed.
Wow. No, I actually like...
Bob Marley died in 1981. Snoop Dogg was born in 1971. Okay?
Right.
No reincarnation.
Clearly. I do like the idea of him pursuing more of a, I guess, a spiritual, more of a positive sort of album or...
sounds nice.
I guess, style. And compared to his you know, the gangster rap and whatnot, you know, there's a lot of history there with Tupac Shakur. And
you think he's possessed Snoop Dogg too?
No, I'm just saying.
Just wondering.
Like Eazy-E, there's a lot of rappers that he was friends with that had died.
Could he have possessed Snoop Dogg?
Didn't Eazy-E die from AIDS or something like that?
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's part of the, I guess, the whole culture in that area. That he was in the South Central LA,
Compton,
yeah, that sort of area, the LBC, and so. I think it's a good... I like the idea that he's focusing more on positive, more on creating something that is going to spread a better message, I think.
More on positive.
He's leaving his old ways behind. And I think that's what's most interesting, besides the whole fun of he's changing his name and he's Bob Marley reincarnated. I think it's great to see somebody change their perspective I think it's important because it reminds all of us that everybody has that potential to change, be a better person, and focus on more positive things.
This is one thing that when I was a kid, it would always be a big deal when a band would sell out, was the terminology that we would use.
That's right.
They've changed their style in some way, shape, or form, and now they're making more money.
There's some big record company contract.
They have sold out. And they were good when they weren't making money. And they were doing their first style of music, but they aren't good now that they're doing their next style of music and more people like them. One of the ratings for you doing good music is that more people like it, by the way. But, you know, the idea that an artist isn't going to mature could only be slammed and, you know, vilified by people who haven't had a chance to mature. You know, haven't had a chance to have sort of different areas of their life, live different lives, as it were. Mm-hmm. Of course, artists are going to find different music interesting. Haven't you found different music interesting in your life? Why would, you know, isn't it Megadeth that had garage, no, Metallica that had Garage Band, the Garage Days?
Yeah, that's old school.
Right, and, you know, and Metallica sold out and then did their big time stuff like Enter Sandman and all that other stuff. This is the terminology I've heard people use, that only Garage Days was worth listening to, and then after that it was the sellout time.
Well, okay, some music snobs would say that if it's popular, it's probably bad music.
Why?
Because the general population that likes pop music has very poor taste. I'm not so much a music snob because I find popular music, some of it, very good. But the arguments that I've heard are pretty compelling, and it's that music that isn't as popular is such that it explores new avenues. It's more experimental.
I'll agree with you on that.
It's more out there and trying new things.
Right, popular music, they do what sells.
But exactly. Let's not forget that critically acclaimed music gives critics jobs. I mean, if you're a critic and you critically acclaim Lady Gaga, you're sad. You're not doing anything. But if you're critically acclaiming, and frankly, I don't know any new band, so, you know, Hush Puppies have no support, right? You know, whatever the name of the new band is, you're acclaiming them, you're on the edge. You're avant-garde. So, you know, I mean, one is incentivized to seek out these new bands.
So I guess there's already a single out from Bob Marley, and I don't have the name of it here, but I'm sure if you look up Snoop Lion, or excuse me, not from Bob Marley.
Oh, wow.
From Snoop Lion, who is apparently Bob Marley.
Possessed.
Anyway, the single's out if you want to pull it up. But according to the news piece here over at Fox News, the former gangster rapper is releasing an album. He was reincarnated, he says, while in Jamaica as Bob Marley, or Bob Marley was reincarnated as Snoop Lion, or however you want to look at it. Anyway, Bob Marley's son gave Snoop his blessing. And Snoop said of the spiritual...
Which son?
Rohan.
Snoop's, not familiar with Rohan.
Snoop
Ziggy.
Said of the spiritual Jamaican...
Is there a Bob Marley Jr. too?
I don't know.
Movement, I'm sure Wiki knows if you want to go look. He said that, I feel like I've always been Rastafarian. While there, he said he visited a temple, was renamed Snoop Lion, and was also given the Ethiopian name Berhane, meaning light of the world. Snoop didn't explain why he was switching from dog to lion, but it's likely a reference to the Lion of Judah, a religious symbol popular in Rastafarian and Ethiopian culture. Later, he played 5 songs for a small crowd, including one called No Guns Allowed. It features his daughter and includes the lyrics, "No guns allowed in here tonight. We're going to have a free-for-all, no fights." It's tragic, he says, that people are doing stupid things with guns. Snoop, best known for Gin and Juice and Drop It Like It's Hot, is an avid supporter of marijuana rights, is banned from entering Norway for 2 years after trying to enter the country with a small amount of cannabis last month. He said that in Jamaica, where he stayed for 35 days, he grew closer to his wife, who saw his transition. He added that he's excited to perform music that his family and children can listen to. He says, as a 40-year-old man, I've got to give them something. That's what you do when you're wise. Snoop Dogg says he's not completely retiring from hip-hop, but is tired of the genre because he says it's no longer challenging. He says that reggae was calling.
He's beat hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says reggae was calling.
He's played it on God mode.
It is a breath of fresh air, he said. Rap isn't challenging. It's not appealing. And there you have it.
There's going to be some fans that love the sound of that.
He says it feels like I'm 19 or 20 years old again. And Now you know.
Hear that, rap fans? Your music isn't challenging.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want. Apparently, walking with your daughter could put you under suspicion. We'll tell you more coming up.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closet. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have for you, and you can enjoy them for free, of course. That's the way good talk show websites should be. Of course, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, You can do that by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the Amazon site through that link, and there are three different sites linked to from shop.freetalklive.com. We've got Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. Click into the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of. And anything you buy through those Amazon links, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's the same Amazon experience you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate links, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com before you buy online.
And if you want to buy from Amazon with bitcoins, you can go to spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live gets a cut of that, too. If you want to know what bitcoins are a new internet currency that's peer-to-peer and open source. You can send and receive money without having to pay any fees. It's impossible for any government agency or bank to get involved in your account in any way. And unless you let them, but otherwise they can't do it. To find out more, go to weusecoins.org, and you can find out about bitcoins there. If you want to get bitcoins, you can go to bitinstant.com. They've got more than 700,000 locations worldwide where you can deposit bitcoins, and including major banks and convenience stores and drug stores and all that kind of thing. And you can get bitcoins nearly instantly. It's bitinstant.com.
All right, let's continue. We'll take your calls about what you want. Steve's on the line listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hey. Steve, you're on with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Hey. What's on your mind tonight, Steve?
Oh, not much. I work for your shows at one of my stations, and you were talking about music and how generic and boring it's gotten, and how basically the mainstream music is geared towards more towards kids and high schoolers and stuff like that. And they just did a study recently about the last 10, 15 years where they put all this music together and compiled it. And they found that in the last 10, 15 years that all the music is basically coming together to have the exact same beats. It's all getting louder. Basically, it's all just trying to cram down your throat the same exact thing. And there's another study that compared classical music, and it was the exact opposite. There was barely, you know, any comparisons between the music and the fact that people and they compared people that listen to classical music to mainstream music, and they found that there's a lot higher IQ that goes along with listening to classical music than there is to mainstream music.
And I bet that's probably true. I wonder if they compared the people who are listening to classical music in the same demographic as those who are listening to mainstream music, as in, like, people between 20 and 29. I mean, did they look at the same age ranges when they compared those people, or were they looking at people?
Well, there's a huge difference between, say you've got a pop radio station. There's a huge demographic between 15 and 25 or so, mm-hmm. and then from there it drops dramatically. Now, when you compare the demographics with the talk station like this one, the demographics are a lot wider, but it's a lot more even out than a pop station. So I'm not really sure what the demographics were that they compared, but I found that really interesting. But that study they just did where they said mainstream music is just getting boring and standard and repetitive, I found it interesting because I finally have a reason I can say this pop music sucks, because there's facts behind it instead of just saying I don't like that music.
Mm. Well, I think it's a market response to a degree. Music producers have found a model that works, and a model that sells, and they just try to reduplicate that model through each band or
just get new pretty faces every
exactly.
5 years or whatever.
A little different image, a little different a little different guitar work here or there. But I think what they do is they just try to basically model each band after this known successful model, if you will.
Yeah, they actually, every artist that's come to the studio has had, you know, three or four people with them, to where there's not just one musician writing their own music and playing their own instruments and singing their own songs. Every one of them basically has somebody write their music for them. So, you know, there's not really any heart and soul going into it, because, you know, they're trying to find all these people to put together music that will make money. And, yep. You know, just seeing that firsthand, two cents.
Let me ask you this. I mean, there are people out there that are writing their own songs and singing their own songs and performing
their own songs. Yeah, don't get me wrong. There's people like Adele that do that. And, you know, you're talking about how Lady Gaga, for example, you know, she's one of the biggest pop stars in the world. But I think it was 2011 or 2010, the best album of the year went to Arcade Fire. And nobody had a clue. There's this huge, you know, everybody freaked out and, like, you know, just look at Twitter. Everybody was outraged. And then people started listening to the album and said, wow, this is amazing. It's got so much good music on it, and it's not something that we're used to. And
Gaga write her own music?
Sorry?
Initially.
Doesn't Lady Gaga write her own songs?
Well, she writes her own songs, but she's basically created this persona to fit the demographic.
She has, and it's brilliant.
It's not just writing the song. You see, the thing is what people don't understand is that artists have songs they write, and then they get this record deal, and they go into the studio, and the studio gives them a producer, and the producer says, okay, this is a great song. How about we change a couple things in this riff?
Yeah, exactly.
Change some lyrics here, and the producer is the one who applies the model to the band. But right. It's not just bands. Think about movies, too. Think about the fact that a lot of people have been lamenting the movies coming out of Hollywood are nothing but what sequels and knockoffs and
comic books.
Redos of older movies, and there's a lack of creativity there as well because they have a successful model that makes money, and they are just pursuing that model until, obviously, it falters.
Yeah,
you can't blame them.
I don't blame them. If I was a musician, I'd probably follow the same model just to make money for a while.
Here's what I don't understand and what I'm asking, and I'm not claiming to be an expert here. I'm the one guy in the room that's the least expert. Here's a DJ on the phone, an ex-DJ sitting across from me, and a music performance artist here sitting to my right. But my question is on NPR, this is what I listen to sometimes during the day, they'll always, you know, they try to sound very, very, important and like they're bringing the new stuff to you, and they'll bring on artists. I immediately switch it off because I don't want to hear it.
But they
bring on people that are actually artists that are writing their own songs and doing this stuff. So how come those people aren't getting the breaks? How come it's always the people willing to play the game?
Steve, if you have an answer, you're welcome to hang on. We can bring it back in a moment. 855-453, the toll-free number. Maybe you want to chime into this discussion. Perhaps you work in the music business. Perhaps you're a frustrated musician. You can't catch the break. Or maybe you are broken and you are very happy with being a pop musician, or you know what the insides of that sort of side of the business are. 855-453. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Toll-free, 855-453, CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you. That's freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff is there. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We give it away at freetalklive.com. So do enjoy on us, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006. Once again, you can go click and download and take as many as you want, all free, freetalklive.com. Plus, you can download the archives via our SoundCloud page as well. You can click on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com to get to our SoundCloud link. It's there under the Listen and Share section on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com. And the SoundCloud links allow you to click the Share button on each one of those SoundCloud episodes and share it easily with your Facebook or Twitter or WordPress blog or however you would like and whatever variety of different social networking sites there happen to be. So once again, download archives at freetalklive.com.
You can get gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com. You know, where there we have posted right on the internet the prices for, you know, several different gold and silver coins. You can go take a look, do whatever comparison shopping you need to do. And when you buy gold and silver through gold.freetalklive.com, not only are you getting in your hands real value, hard assets that will stand the test of time as far as, you know, inflation, those kind of things. As some experts predict that gold's going to be on its way up, making a rally here along with silver. But you'll be supporting Free Talk Live, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's go back to Steve listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Steve, you're calling in. You actually work at the station cluster there, the Clear Channel cluster in Huntsville. And inevitably, there are some radio stations that play music in your cluster. And you were commenting on some of the discussion we were having about mainstream music and how homogenized it is and how apparently you saw a study that over the years – mainstream music has become even more homogeneous as well as louder, you said, and just so overproduced.
Yeah, there's a study that was just recently done. I believe the quickest source I could find was through, I think it was MSNBC or something like that. But anyways, basically they found that they put all this music together with this algorithm and found that music is just, over the last 50 years, it's gotten more bland and more basic and just louder. And, you know, the beats are basically one of the biggest parts of that. But, you know, I'm not saying I'm a music professional, but the way I see things is that people start listening to music around their family and their friends. You know, it's kind of a social thing when you're growing up, listening to country with your friends, listening to pop, listening to rap. Everybody kind of listens to the same thing. And I think that's kind of evolving right now into this whole social music network like Spotify, Pandora, SoundCloud. Basically, people go on there and listen to what their friends are listening to. And, you know, through high school, if you listen to something different, you're considered weird or you're considered, you know, outside of the box. So
the
most
clicks,
people just listen.
When I was in high school, you know, one of the first questions you'd ask a new person would be, what kind of music do you listen to? You'd want to know what clique they belonged to.
Exactly. It's pretty important for kids, especially because they want to fit in. They want to, you know, they want to be involved with what their friends are involved with. And if, you know, they're listening to something weird and they're driving around bumping that in their car, you know, they're going to get weird looks from your friends. I'm not saying that's, you know, all the way around, but I was one of the kids that always listened to those weird songs. And so I was kind of an outcast when it came to the music scene. But I think music and, well, everything in general is just being socialized. So when you think about what one person listens to in the general public, like the mainstream music, you know, you can kind of relate that to what all their friends listen to. Because I know how the radio works, and there's a top 50 playlist that plays the same songs quite often, and it's because of a person's popularity. It's because of other factors I'm not going to get into, but they found out what kids like, and they found out what people grow up to and grow into, and they just made it a very standardized procedure. I mean, making pop music, country music, rap music, it seems so basic when you see how it's created, and you see how people can just, they can perfectly pinpoint demographics and what kind of music they should play there. It's
fascinating. I mean, what you're saying, the study is very interesting. But at the same time, isn't more music now available to anyone today than ever before? I mean, because of the internet, you mentioned SoundCloud, there's all kinds of exploratory sort of music that's available there. I mean, for anybody that wants to break out of the mainstream music paradigm, they don't have to go far in order to do that. It's not like you have to go to some obscure bar in town and listen to some obscure hip, you know, band that you happen to get a tip on that you can go and check out, and then maybe you'll be able to buy their album at the location. So it's easier now than ever before. So on the other hand, you know, while on one hand mainstream music may be becoming more retarded, for lack of a better term, that there's also all this other stuff out there. It's not like good music has gone away. It's still there.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
I think just to back up your point about it getting louder, but before I moved to New Hampshire, I was in the second of my two metal bands that I was in, and we were sitting there recording an album and doing a lot of research because we wanted to do it all ourselves. So we wanted to record it and master it and do it all ourselves as best we could. And my friend Jeff at the time, we were talking about how the new metal, if you take a metal song and you bring it, or most songs, if you take it and bring it into a sound editor and you look at the waveform, it's just, you know, it's up to zero decibels, mm-hmm. and it's solid. It's just a solid form. And if you listen, if you go into the some of these more complicated editors and you look at the pan, whereas left and right panning, they will fill up the entire left and right channels with a different instrument. So you might have like a cymbal like in mid center, and then another cymbal just to the pan, just slightly right and left of it. You know, they're stereo.
So they're cranking as much into the space that
they're
possibly
filling up
can.
The entire spectrum of sound. And mm-hmm. I think there's two things. One, I think technology has allowed them to manipulate sound so much more exact and efficiently than the analog methods. And the other thing is that when you play a song you put in a CD of one of your old CDs, you just grab any of your old CDs from 1980, and you play one song from that. Now grab a new CD from 2000s and play it right afterwards. The volume from that song will be incredibly louder. So, because in the 80s, they didn't fill up that whole spectrum. They didn't use all the waveform they could possibly use. They allowed there to be certain crests and valleys within the music and the sound to create this sort of feeling of swelling and then relief and crescendo.
And now you're saying it's just on all the time.
Now it is just pounding the entire time. There are still crescendos and there are still lulls, but I think it's the formulaic method of building a song and then mastering it in such a fashion that it has to be as loud as the song that came on previous. You can't, if you listen to the radio and there are songs that are quieter and louder, that the louder songs are going to have more energy. They're going to strike the listener in a much better fashion than a song that they're like, I can't really hear what's going on. I can't really hear that guitar. I have to turn up the volume. And then the next song comes on and it's too loud. So now they're upset because they just got, you know, their ears blown or something like that. So it's sort of like as the technology has gotten better, it's also a sort of keeping up with the Joneses in which certain bands have made their albums extremely loud.
Or is it a race to the bottom?
It could be either way, yeah.
Steve, final thoughts on this issue.
That article was on Reuters, by the way.
Very good.
But it was more based around pop music, and I want to give y'all a proposition.
All right.
Try to find your local pop station and come up with a beat in your head. Just start doing a beat, and then turn on to that station. And I guarantee you that there's a 50% chance you'll be on exact beat with that pop station.
Steve, thanks for the call tonight. Interesting study that you've brought up. Appreciate hearing from you and the expertise from the inside.
I listened to music in the 80s, and we listened on Walkman tape players.
Yep.
No, not CDs.
855-450-FREE. CDs did exist,
they
though, in the 1980s.
Yeah.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features on the site. So, once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We continue. We'll take your calls, of course, about whatever you want. You're welcome to comment on the music situation, which we've been discussing with regards to mainstream music and how apparently it's getting more, I guess, worse over time.
Worser.
It's getting worse over time, according to some study that has looked at the beats and the content of 50 years' worth of mainstream music. Fascinating stuff. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, any kind of gear that you need for the outdoors enthusiast in your life, whether it's you or someone you love, ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands, and they have them at the best prices you're going to be able to find. They've got knives, ammunition — everybody's looking for ammunition these days — scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, all kinds of camping gear. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important it is when you're shopping online. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com.
So, Mark, you had asked on Twitter and Facebook a few minutes ago, why is it that real musical artists get into, or can't, why can't they get into the music business? And one response says, here Richard responds by saying that it's because the music industry is really the modeling and marketing business. The music places a distant third. At least in the case of pop music, that certainly seems to be true.
Sounds somewhat insightful, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like everyone in pop music is very, very pretty, as well as, you know, musically not necessarily talented, but oriented. And well, there are exceptions, though. Adele is
probably
kind of a big girl.
Yeah, right? Kind of the exception that proves the rule. I mean, she's not a hideous ogre or anything like that. But, I mean, you know, she isn't what you would pick out of a crowd.
She's not a Katy Perry.
Yeah, I don't know who Katy Perry is. That's the problem, is I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah.
But Adele is, I mean, she can sing like just nobody's business. I mean, right. It's amazing. But we were listening to a song during the break that I forced you guys to listen to from the 80s. Yeah. I was telling a story about the CD, this, you know, a CD player that a friend had at the house. And this is amazing technology in the 80s.
I bet it was. Shiny discs. Those
things was awesome. It was amazing stuff. And the band was called Yaz. And the singer from that, it was Alison Moyet. And this was not a, you know, strikingly attractive woman either. So, I mean, if they truly have the voice, they're able to get into the music industry.
Well, actually, you know, that's a good point, because if you look at a lot of the big stars from the past, they were not beautiful people at all. Like Ronnie James Dio, huge big guy in metal, Black Sabbath, they had a bunch of ugly dudes.
Now you're talking about dudes.
Yeah, Queen. I mean, Freddie Mercury is not the most beautiful man.
I don't know anything about music today.
The thing is that they were exceptionally talented individuals, and their talent was so great that they couldn't help but be big. They couldn't help but be successful.
When did it start to taper off? Was it like the late 80s with Milli Vanilli and, you know, these guys?
I think the 90s, basically.
Right. The 80s,
that
early
90s. Of the 90s.
I'm always
New Kids on the Block.
I'm always afraid of making these generalizations about different ages in music, because, you know, we don't have a good view of what the music was like when I don't have a good view, because I liked the music when I was a kid. I don't know it now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to be able to sort of compare them, it always sounds like, oh, those darn kids, their music sucks.
Well, go back.
It's just it's a new way of saying that to me.
I see where you're coming from, but then again, the caller was pointing out that there's the study that was done looking at 50 years worth of popular music. I mean, you look at the Beatles, for instance, from way back before we were, any of us were born, and they were incredibly popular, but they were writing their own music.
Right.
Right. And how many incredibly popular artists today are doing the same thing? Right. How many of them aren't? You know, how many of them are writing their own music as opposed to having producers and writers and this staff?
I know the Monkees weren't.
If you're seeing a band. Okay, this is the way that I go about, just from my knowledge of the music sort of industry. I mean, I'm not an expert by any means, but
you've actually played music in a band, unlike me.
Yeah, I've done a lot of research into it while I was trying to be a successful band, and it's difficult. I mean, ugly people play metal because it's not an image thing at that point.
Right.
So the thing is that what I've sort of seen is that if it's the first album from a band, you can pretty much bet as much as you want that it's been heavily produced. If it's a big label and it's the first album from this band, the record company has done a lot of control.
And the band has had very little influence?
No, they've come to them with the initial songs. Mm-hmm. I think the bands come to them with their initial songs, and then the record company goes, yeah, that's great, but see, we need some singles to play on the radio.
Yeah.
So why don't we take this song here, and here's some changes we'd like to see. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the album, they're basically, it's a completely different song.
Same thing happens with directors in the movie industry in a lot of cases. You know, the newbie directors come in and they get their movies hacked up by the movie companies, and it's because they don't have the clout that they need to be able to say, I am James Cameron, you will not touch my movie, I will do as I please with it, because these movie companies are putting up $20 million or $100 million or $200 million or whatever the amounts of these budgets are, and they bring some newbie director in that made a real splash in the commercial industry, because that's usually where a lot of directors get, you know, cut their teeth. They make commercials for television, and then they get, you know, those get seen, and they get a directorial gig, but there's usually some pretty heavy strings attached to that. So it's the same process of you need to change this. So that's a good idea, but we think we have a better idea. And a lot of directors will have their movies literally hacked to pieces by the studio, and it's really upsetting to them.
Yeah, I think also it's looking at, like I said, the research we did is that if you're a band and you go out and you sign a deal with a record company, it's basically a loan. They're giving you a massive loan with this huge interest rate, in which they will put you up and they will promote you and they will basically help record your album. But then
they own
them. They not only that, but they also own the rights to it.
Mm-hmm.
They own, you know, all the stuff that goes along with when you create something and you're supposedly the one who made it. Well, no, you don't get to keep any
of
the royalties.
Right, so if you leave the label, you can't play those songs live anymore.
Something
right?
like that,
this
yeah.
is what happened from the guy from CCR. So Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Fogerty?
Right.
Yeah, isn't that right? I
John
mean, he
Fogerty?
Had a terrible time getting his stuff back. as I understand. Yeah. Or maybe it was a Three Dog Night. I don't know.
Yeah, but once you sign that record contract, you basically give up. You basically sign a deal with the devil. And that's how a lot of musicians term it. It's not. There's a lot of musicians, especially the older ones, that are not playing anymore, that have passed on. They and their memoirs are in there, the final interviews are like, yeah, I signed a deal with the devil.
Wow. And all of this, a lot of it is structured on the existence of the idea of intellectual property.
Sure it is.
Which essentially gives these record companies the ability to exert this level of control over these artists. Whereas without intellectual property, the artists would be able to do what they wanted to as far as creating and promoting and playing the music. And then if the record company could really bring something to the table, like, oh, well, we're really good at doing this, you know, putting you on a tour, or we're really good at booking you with interviews, or we're really good at, you know, doing something that you as a musician don't know how to do. We can bring something special to the table. Then they would want to sign on for those reasons, but their company wouldn't be able to have total creative control.
These days, I would say most performance artists, I mean, people who are writing the songs, singing the songs, doing the songs, doing all that stuff themselves, aren't going with record labels. I mean, they're reaching their audience. We talked about this in the past, is all you need is your 1,000 fans. If you can have 1,000 fans out there, then essentially you're going to make a living doing it. I think the days of the big rock stars might be coming to an end relatively quickly. Because, you know, they just can't, them.
Self-publishing books. You know, a lot more people are not going through the big publishing houses. They're instead self-publishing either through the internet with e-books or doing an as-needed sort of low-overhead, physical book publishing. So the same thing's going on with bands. The same thing's going on with software. You see the app markets with the smartphones and various other applications for internet. I mean, that's a lot of it has become decentralized, and I think that's a really good thing.
It's a huge threat to the old guard and these record companies, and I think it's fantastic that it's going in that direction.
I don't miss rock stars either. I mean, I don't know, you know, to me, I don't quite get why people care so much about them, but in Sarasota, they had rock stars there, you know, old washed-up rock stars.
Brian Johnson from AC/DC.
I don't know which ones or anything, but, I mean, they'd have problems with them parking their cars in the middle of the street, and, you know, what do they care? They get a $50, $75 ticket for doing this. So what? You know, they can do whatever they want. They can just do whatever they want.
Right.
And I don't miss that. I'm not going to miss that.
We're coming back with hour number three in moments. Coming up, Mark, your story about a dad, his daughter. Dad comes under suspicion for going on a walk with her. Right?
Yep.
Under suspicion of
dad, a daughter, and a cop.
Child assault or something. We'll get the details here in moments. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want, whether you want to talk about music or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.